It's a scene worthy of a classic movie heist, a nighttime break-in, criminals working in the shadows, and the hall, not gold, not diamonds, two award-winning blocks of cheddar cheese. This happened for real, not in Wisconsin or Vermont, but in southern England. The World's Leo Hornack is on the case.
Last Saturday, Richard Clothier of White Farms was a proud man. His traditional vintage cheddar had won first prize at the prestigious Yeovil Farm Show in rural Somerset. Imagine a sort of Olympics of old-school English country life. As well as best cheddar, there are also awards for best dog, best blacksmith, and best vintage tractor. It's quite simply no exaggeration at all to say that this is probably one of the most important cheddar competitions in the world. Richard's family have been making cheddar for a long time now.
My grandmother was the first one to write the recipe down, and so she would have been really proud of us winning awards like this. And we still make this vintage cheddar to my family's 100-year-old family recipe.
But that's where things started to curdle. Rich left his precious prize-winning cheeses at the judging tent overnight, ready to display the next day. You can guess what happened next. Not a trace left. Even the award certificates had been taken. The question is, how did the thieves make off with their hoard of creamy, mild, yet slightly nutty loot? They're not easy to carry.
There's two big blocks and they're quite heavy. Each one weighs about the same as a large bag of cement. So it's not the sort of thing you could just slip into your handbag or tuck up your jumper.
As to who was responsible, Richard and the team at White are keeping an open mind. Cheddar's got popular recently, and White's now sells to 160 countries around the world. Could this be an international crime hit, part of the global dairy mafia? Or possibly, he admits, just some hungry locals heading home from the pub. Either way, the missing cheeses now have a bounty on their head, around $650 total. No questions asked, returned intact. Richard just wants them home.
You know, at the end of the day, we just want to see the cheese back so that I can, you know, share the certificates with the team here. Incredibly proud of White Farms to have won these fantastic prizes.
For the world, I'm Leo Hornack.